Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, along with three members of our softball team. Maybe I can call them the Buford, Georgia Three. We'll have to figure out a nickname for this group. JoJo Hyatt, catcher. Ariel Oda, who plays outfield. We've seen her play some shortstop. We'll talk a little bit about that during the podcast. Logan Kamel, of course, who was a pitcher. And he got a great at-bat, so we have to come, we'll talk about that at-bat, and especially the run down to first. We'll talk a little bit about that here on the podcast. But obviously the Clemson softball team has been kind of the rage of campus so far. JoJo, I will start with you, I guess. You'll get first. What has this all been like? I mean, all three of you were here a year, had to sit all this stuff out, had a red shirt and before everything came to fruition. But what has this season been like so far for you all?
It's been incredible just to finally get our chance to play and compete with each other as a family, and with the chemistry we have so far, setting the foundation of the team, it's been absolutely incredible.
Arrow, I mentioned that you played a little bit of shortstop. You did that in the Georgia game where unfortunately there was an injury, and so they moved you from right field into shortstop. But what has all this been like? I mean, this is 18 months now, I guess, you know, about into all this. And here y'all sit atop the ACC, perfect 3-0, Pitt coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that as well. But what's it been like sharing it with these other gals that are here that you've spent so much time with in your softball career?
I mean, I never would have thought that us three would have been here all together. I mean, we played high school together, and we played a couple years of travel ball together. And it's really special to have people you're so close to experience this, being on the first team and all.
11 wins in a row here at home, Logan. Obviously, 8 in a row overall. Has it exceeded expectations?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Coach Redman told all of us when we were getting recruited that we were going to shock the world this year. And I think that we're on the road of doing that completely.
All right, so let me explain a little bit to folks that are listening to this. All three of you from Buford, Georgia. All three of you played high school softball together, travel ball, all that kind of stuff. Was it... I mean, and I know that when Clemson started softball for you, Logan, in particular, it was an automatic. But was it for you all? I mean, was it a group package? Were all three of you always thinking, okay, if Clemson did this, that you were going to come?
Absolutely not. I got told by a coach who was like, hey, Clemson's thinking about a softball team. Would you be interested? And I was like, well, yeah. But they were never on my radar until it actually happened. And when it did happen, it was like a week, and I was packing my things, ready to get to Clemson. So,
Ariel, what was the decision process like for you?
It was a little bit different. I had a little change of heart, and I was looking at a couple schools. And when I visited Clemson, it kind of felt like home. There is a huge support of all the Clemson sports, and it's really cool to see how everyone kind of comes together for one goal.
Logan, you know, obviously when this program started, there was, you know, a story out there, okay, whoomp, you made the switch to decided to come here to Clemson. Was it just that simple once Clemson started, okay, this is where I'm coming?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I knew. I mean, growing up, I would literally write down what my one dream was, and it was for Clemson to have a softball team and me be able to play there. So, I mean, when they announced it was kind of just out of nowhere, and it was a dream come true, and, I mean, I'm super blessed to be here.
All right. JoJo, let me ask you, as playing catcher on this club, what has been like not only catching Logan, but there have been some pretty successful. Valerie Cagle has been out there and has been successful. You've had some other folks that have been successful. What's it like catching this staff?
It's awesome. Each one is different in their own way, but they all have success in their own way as well. There's a special bond between a catcher and a pitcher that it's not anywhere else on the field, where we'll look at each other and be like, all right, this is the pitch we're throwing right here, and we're about to go after this girl. So,
Ariel, what about playing defensively behind a group like this? Because, you know, it seems like they work quickly. They keep you all on your feet. They keep you in tuned into the game.
It's awesome. I get to play multiple positions. I've been moved around a little bit. And I always have to be ready for the ball to come to me. But I always know that the pitcher is always going to attack. And I'm always confident in the staff that we have and that we're going to get the outs that we need to get to have a complete and full game.
Logan, how much do you feed on what others are doing in the circle?
Oh, yeah. Like JoJo said, each pitcher, me, Valerie, and Emma, are completely different in our own ways. So whenever Valerie or Emma's out there, I'm just always looking to learn from them and always looking to improve myself through what they do.
And offense-wise, as a pitcher, I mean, all of a sudden now this offense is giving you plenty of runs. You're just run-ruled, matter of fact, in your last game, winning in five. So, I mean, does that just give you a little bit of extra confidence going out there? Hey, I can give up two or three and still be okay.
No, yeah. It's really awesome to be able to know that your hitters are always going to have your back. Coach Rittman tells me that all the time. Your hitters got this done for you, so go get it done for them. So it's really great knowing that I have such an awesome offense right behind me to whenever, even I give up one or four runs, I know that they're always going to have my back.
Ariel, what's it been like? Give me a little bit of an insight, Coach Rittman, and the way that he has worked with this team and maybe even you personally about just, all right, making sure that, hey, year one, confidence level is where it needs to be.
Well, I mean, it's different. Everybody has to work with him in different ways. Not everybody's the same. And he works with every player in different ways to help them succeed and grow. With me, he's been working with me to be, you know, ready to go wherever I need to go in each position, because I've been at a couple, four or five positions this year already. And, you know, I get extra work in after practice, and he helps me with stuff. And I'm always asking him, like, what do I need to do to help this team? Like, what is my role, and what can I do to help us further succeed?
JoJo, it seems like I haven't been around you all a ton, but the time that I have been around you, that the chemistry on this team is really, really good. I mean, it seems like everybody gets along with everybody. Everybody kind of knows their role.
Yeah, definitely. with having the last year where it was just the seven of us, I know not everyone made it, but the four that of us did make it, that chemistry folded over to this next year. And with everybody coming in, whether it's the transfers that came in, the true freshmen that came in, everybody has just, like, bonded in a way that, like, no other team, like, you haven't seen on any other team. It's truly incredible, the chemistry that has followed all of us, but also, like, the chemistry between the coaches and the players as well.
Ariel, just seven players here last year. How monotonous did that get? Did it ever get to a point of just monotony? Okay, gosh, we need some other folks out here. Or was it actually a great bonding experience for you?
Last year was definitely different. I mean, we couldn't compete at all, really. So all last year we were just working out and we were practicing. And our group that were still here got really, really close, and it helped, you know, try to bring in other girls and for the transfers. Like, it was easy to have everybody kind of go into one group. But, I mean, last year was definitely a learning curve for all of us. You know, it was hard not to be out there on the field when the season started, but it just makes us appreciate it so much more this year.
Did it almost give you the advantage of just, you work so much probably on just the little things? Little things determine the big things. In retrospect, was it good for you?
I think it was. I mean, it gave me an extra year to get better and get ready for the next year coming up. Not at all times that I wanted to just, you know, sit back and watch other teams play, but I knew that the work that was getting put in would definitely help the 4 years that are coming.
Logan, for you as a pitcher, all right, you got seven people, and I guess you can throw to them in practice and stuff like that, but it's still not game action. So what was it like for you?
Yeah, well, we couldn't really do scrimmages because there was only seven girls. So I would pitch to the other six, and, I mean, it was different. Like, I think the one word you could use to describe it is different. But, I mean, I'm always in it to get work in, and, I mean, we got really close last year, and that team chemistry carried on to this year. So, I mean, it was good.
18 on the club right now, is that right?
Yes, 18.
All right, so what happened when the other 11 got here to campus and started blending in with the seven that were here?
I mean, well, it was an easy transition. I think last year we developed the team chemistry really strong, so I think we just carried that on to this year. And we had a bunch of transfers that that got to let us know on what it was like to be a college athlete and play and travel and everything. So I think that mix between the four pioneers and the rest who were going to guide us to what it was going to be like for the next few years, I think that was a good little mix.
Give me a kind of a breakdown on the rest of the staff, if you can, and how they kind of work with each of you. JoJo, I'll start with you. So maybe which assistant coach is working with you, and what do you get, and then how does the rest of the staff also kind of interact with you?
KJ, Coach Jameson will work with pitchers and catchers. So I'm closest with him, just trying to almost be a sports psychologist with my pitchers to understand how they are that day, what they got going for them that day, and see who to put out on the mound. Coach Courtney will work with us on hitting. KJ will as well, and so will Coach Rimmon. All the three of them work with hitting, but Courtney will work on the infield. When I'm not catching, I'll work with them on the infield with Coach Jameson and Courtney.
All right, so kind of take me then through calling a game. What the process that calls the game, how much input do you have? How much input does the gal in the circle have? How much, obviously, the input that comes from the dugout as well?
Usually the game will start out with Coach Jameson calling the pitches, and then we'll get into a situation where it's like 3-0 or 2-1, or there's like a couple of hits and Coach KJ is just like, I don't know what to throw, you got it, like you go with it. Or he gets into a situation where he has no idea what to call and he'll throw me into it, and we'll get out of the situation, and then he's like, all right, you got it. Like, you keep doing it until if I get into a situation where I'm like, I have no idea what to call, he'll jump in and be like, all right, let's go with this pitch. But it all is just depends on the atmosphere and what we're working with the hitter, but also the pitcher. And then once we get, like, out of an inning, we'll converse between the three of us, see what the pitcher's feeling with what just happened in the inning and then what happened with the hitters. And then once we get into a situation where it's 2-0 or 0-2, and I'll run out to the pitcher and be like, hey, like, what do you want to go with right now? Or the hitter fouls off a bunch of pitches. I'll be like, what do you want to go with? You want to go with, like, changeup right now? Or you want to keep, like, throw inside, jam them real quick, or keep working the outside corner and hopefully they'll miss it.
All right, so Logan, hearing your catcher say that, well, what about from a pitcher standpoint? What's it, you know, talk about the pitching sequence. Do you get locked into a pitch that, hey, I'm throwing this well, I want to keep going to this? What happens?
Well, it kind of usually depends on the day. Sometimes
it's like all of us.
Like yesterday against Charlotte, my inside pitch was really on, and the game before it was the outside pitch. So JoJo knows me really well, so she'll usually come out, and sometimes if it's a tight situation, she'll ask me what I want to throw and I'll tell her, and most of the times we'll get the out. And sometimes she knows exactly what I want to throw, and she can almost read my mind. We've been throwing to each other for seems like probably like 7 years now, so We're really good together, and Coach Jameson is just amazing as well. He's always there to pick me up in between innings, to tell me mechanically-wise what I need to do better, and it's great having the staff, and I think we're going to keep growing and be really successful.
All right, Ariel, for you all that are in the field, kind of give me the breakdown of how the staff works with you all.
So when I'm working with the outfield, it's usually Coach Rittman and Coach Reese Jacobs. And that we do a lot of drills on getting good reads, getting good jumps on the ball, hitting our cutoffs. And then when I'm in the infield, it's usually with Coach KJ and Coach Courtney and just doing drills and getting in kind of game mode and feeling like, you know, having the game speed up in practice. So when we play the games, everything feels slowed down and relaxed. And with hitting, all three coaches, obviously, they're always looking at what we need to work on with machine and just different drills that help us all.
All right, so at the beginning of this, I mentioned, all right, with you in particular, Ariel, you were game against Georgia, so it's their first game against a ranked opponent, get late into the game, injury at shortstop, they take you from right, they move you to shortstop. Like the first at bat, ball's going to find you, and it found you right away. What was that moment like?
I knew I had to be ready at any moment because injuries are always going to happen. So, I'm comfortable playing both infield and outfield, and I just knew my job was to get the out. Just get the out whichever way you can. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you get the out. And, of course, the ball found me the first two balls that came to me, and I just try to, you know, do my best, get the outs, and keep my team in the game and make sure that they feel comfortable with me playing short as well.
23 games into this thing, there have already been so many firsts for you all. I mean, game number one, you go out and you win. Nothing to this, all right? You come back. You don't win the first game here in this ballpark. You win the second game. There's been a no-hitter that's been thrown already in this thing. Yet, like I said on a couple of occasions, you've won 8 in a row now. You've won 11 in a row here at Isom. Is this ever going to get old?
I don't think so. I think that even throughout this whole season, there's going to be a lot more firsts, and I'm excited to see who's going to get the first. I'm excited for Coach Redman getting his first season and us already being successful. And I'm just really excited for the season to come. I think there's going to be a lot of firsts, both good and bad, but I'm really excited for this team and the years to come.
All right, so as we kind of wrap this up, gals, take me through now as you see the rest of the season playing. I got a weekend series here coming up against Pitt, so we can kind of start there if you want. But, you know, what becomes the goals now for the rest of the season? And, JoJo, I'll kind of start with you.
I definitely see ourselves just like competing against each team no matter what we have for the day, just putting our all out on the field each and every time we step out on there.
Ariel?
Well, we're taking each game at a time. We're not looking forward to like games that are coming up a couple weeks from now. We're taking each game at a time, make sure that we put all of our effort into that game and we have a successful season.
All right, Logan.
Well, I think our main goal is to just develop the culture and the foundation for this program and for all the years to come. I think more softball-wise, I think we really want to make the ACC tournament this year. I think that if we keep this mojo going, I think we have a good chance of making the NCAA tournament. And we just want to shock the world. I mean, if that means we go to the World Series, then we'll play our hearts out and keep shocking the world like I feel like we have been doing.
It's amazing how winning just kind of gets into the bloodstream. I mean, winning does get into, seems like it gets into the bloodstream, and you just feel like every time, I'm going to guess that every time you all step on the field, like, all right, here we go. We're going to find a way to win this thing.
Yeah. Clemson University is just a school of wins, I feel like. So I feel like Clemson's been really successful in all and pretty much most of the sports. So, I mean, I think just with having Clemson across our chests, we know that all the teams are going to come out here and just play their best. So we know that we're going to have to give it our all no matter what, no matter who we're playing.
All right, ladies, I appreciate some time here. All the best to you this weekend against Pitt. Games Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the rest of the way out, this looks like it's going to be, y'all have already been a blast to watch and follow the games that I've been around and get to call a couple of more as I'm going throughout the year. Looking forward to all the best to y'all the rest of the season, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, there you go. Some members of our softball team. If you need anything Clemson athletic-wise, remember, it's right there at your fingertips, the official website of Clemson Athletics, clemsontigers.com, including tickets on how to get into Clemson softball. You can find all that information right there. All right, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.